Good morning. Today's daf is daf tes vav. So we got to the very top. The Gemara begins. Itamar lechi ha'omed me'elav. Lechi was created on its own. It wasn't positioned that way. This is a very relevant discussion for using telephone poles and telephone wires. So lechi ha'omed me'elav. Abai amar havi lechi. Rav amar lo havi lechi. Rava says you cannot use such a lechi since it wasn't placed with kavana. While Abai felt that you can use such a lechi. So Gemara qualifies the machlokes that heicha de lo. When the person was not planning on using this from Erev Shabbos, nobody argues, this is not a good lechi. If you didn't have in mind to use this Erev Shabbos, you can't suddenly decide to use this on Shabbos. Ki pligi, when did they argue? When the guy decided he wanted to use this lechi from Erev Shabbos. Now, he didn't build it this way. He's using a telephone pole, a telephone wire as a tour, as a Pesach, or as a lechi. There's a bigger discussion whether or not the din of Tzurus HaPesach would be the same as the din of a lechi here. This Gemara is focused on building a lechi. Take a look at the daf and practice, today's daf and practice regarding Tzurus HaPesach that was omed me'elav. But with respect to a lechi that was omed me'elav, if you were relying on this from Erev Shabbos, so that's where the machlokas is. Ki pligi again, heche disamchinen alei me'esmo. Abai Amar Havi Lechi. He thinks it's a good enough Lechi. The Hasam Chinen Aleya Me'asma. Because from Erev Shabbos, I decided to rely to be Somech on this Lechi. Rav Amar Lo Havi Lechi doesn't serve as a Lechi. Kevin Demikara Lava Daite Dehachi Avide. Since when the Lechi was built, when the telephone pole was built, it wasn't for the purpose of a Lechi. Lo Havi Lechi, therefore I cannot utilize it even if I have in mind to use it as a Lechi. I need to take down the telephone pole or take down the Lechi and build it again. Lechi. Alechi. So Gemara says, Kasaka Daitach, the Havamina is, Kihecha de Pligi Belecha, Pligi Nami B'mechitza. So just like they debate whether or not you're allowed to use a lechi that you was lechi omed me'elav, the same achlokas exist that if a mechitza was omed on its own, the mechitza was made by trees and fences and things of that sort, may I rely on that as a mechitza for Hilchos Erevin? So Gemara says, Tashma, Oseh sukasa ben ha'ilanos, a person makes a sukkah amongst his trees, v'ilanos defanos la, and the trees actually serve as a wall, k'sher, that's acceptable. So we see from here that even though the mechita, he didn't plant the tree for this purpose, the tree happens to be there, he says, oh, great idea, let me use the tree as a wall. So we see that's a case of mechita omed me'elav, and it's acceptable for the usage of a wall for a sukkah. Seemingly, this would be acceptable for a wall mechita for an erev as well. So we see that this is, everyone agrees to this, it would be good enough. So it's not the same achlokas as a lechi. So Gemara says, no, hacha b'ma'askinan shenatan mitchila lekach. This mission sukkah is describing a situation where the trees were planted from the beginning for the purpose of being a mechitza for a sukkah. So this was not a case of omed me'elav. This was actually, it was made for this purpose. That's the case pshita. Of course it works. If you planted the tree to serve as a mechitza, what the chiddush? Of course that works as a mechitza. And now the same, what would you have thought? Ligzer, the chacham shirmed egzera, dum asi la shemushe be'ilam. Perhaps on Yontif, you'll use the wall, which is a tree. And using a tree, utilizing a tree on Yontif, would it be an Isser Midrabanan? You're going to might break some branches. So to use it as a wall should be Aser, lest you come to use the actual tree. Kamashma on that note, we're not concerned. There is no need for Gzeira. This tree functions as a wall perfectly fine, and there's no concern of a Gzeira. Tashma Gemara brings another Raya from the discussion of Pasi Biriel, we discussed already in the past. The different four corners around the boar. So Gemara says, Hayusham Ilan Ogadir. Let's say there was a tree or there was some type of a fence around the boar. Ochitas Kanim, or some reeds that were another corner. Or Nidon Mishim Diomed. All of these, the tree, as long as it has a Diumad, which we said was the shape of a resh, a corner of the four corners around the boar. If it has an amma mikan, then amma in each direction. So whether it's a tree, whether it's a little fence, whether it's a bunch of reeds, all of these serve perfectly fine as a passe burials. So, how could you use a tree? Isn't a tree considered omed me'elav? And yet you could still rely on this as a diumad. So Gemara says, and therefore it'd be used as a wall. Hachanami b'mayaskinan sh'asan mitchil l'kach. This too is a situation whereby they planted the tree with this in mind. But had it been planted on its own, it was omed me'elav, it would be unacceptable to be used as a mechitza. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if these trees were planted to serve as a diyumad, as one of the corners around the Pasim Berios, my Kamash Milan, what's the Chiddush? Of course you could use it as one of the Pasim. So Gemara says, Kamash Milan, Chitas Akonim, Kanakala, Kanakana Pachas Mishosh Tfachim. Now, the Chiddush wasn't Lagabi the tree. Lagabi the tree, that was understood. But it was a Chiddush regarding one of the other examples, namely the Chitas Akonim. You have a row of reeds, that's a reed here and a reed here, that they're all within three Tfachim of each other. That's acceptable. You would have thought maybe you shouldn't use this as a Diyuma, since there's a separation between. Ukudabai Mine Abai Mirabba, like Abai had asked Rabbah in the Gemara about this. Kamasran, that you are able to use it since they're all within three Tfachim of each other. You could apply Lovud, and once Lovud is at play, you could also say overall this serves as a Diyuma, as one of the corners around the boar, therefore it's acceptable. That's the Chiddush of this particular Gemara. So Tashma, the Gemara brings from another Mishnah later in the Masechta. Ilan Hamesech al Haaretz, if you have a tree that the branches and leaves are hanging over onto the ground, so it's kind of creating an arch with the trees, the branch all the way to the ground, a little curve. Im ein nofo gavo min arch shlosh tvachim, if the branches are not hanging higher than 3 tvachim, in other words, the end of the branch when it curves down is within 3 tvachim of the ground, so that's acceptable as a wall, because it's not a case where gedim or bokimbo, the goats can't slip underneath it, so therefore, metalton tachtov, you could carry within that tree that's, again, being, the branches are so low, they're hanging from the tree itself to the ground, you could carry within that wall of the branches, that's acceptable. Ah, we see this was a tree that was omid me'elav, and yet it could still serve as a mechitza. Again, hachanami, this too is a case of b'may askinam, shenatu mitchil lakach. It was planted initially with this purpose, with that purpose, l'shem, a mechitza. Yachi, that's the case. The Gemara said, l'talta bakula, you should be able to carry underneath the whole tree. Alama, why do we have a statement that limits the ability to carry, the distance to carry? Alama amir Rav Huna, b'reder of Yeshua, ein metaltel in bo ela base sasayim. If you have a situation where you have trees suspended and hanging over, you're only allowed to carry within an area of base sasayim. But more than that, one would not be able to do so. Why is that allowed? Why is that limited if it's a real mechitza? And so the Gemara answers, mishim dehavi dira shetashmisha la'avir. And there's a concept that when it comes to a rishis yachid that was meant for living, for makum dira, people to live there and to hang out there, so there's no limitation how big a rishis yachid could be. As long as it's walled properly, you can have a huge rishis yachid if you like. Now, if the area was not meant to really for a person to live, it's just an open field, so then the Chacham made a gzeira that you can't use it more than beis hasayim. So the Gemara explains, Mishim Dehavi Dira Shetashmisha La'avi. This is an area that's meant simply for airspace, for just for open areas, and that's limited. So Kol Dira Shetashmisha La'avi, any space that's not really meant to live in, rather is meant just to have open area, Ein Metalten Ba'ela Beis Sasayim. They limited the ability, the distance one could carry is only up until Beis Sasayim. And that's why when the trees are hanging down, we're talking about a tree that the branches hang down to the ground, is a situation where it was a Tashmisha L'Avir and not for L'Dira. So Tashma, the Gemara now brings from a Braisa, Shabbos Batel. Person decides to make a Shabbos. He's on some type of hill, mountain, a little mound, and Shugavo Asara. The mound is 10 tefachim high off the regular ground. It's a little plateau. Hu Me'arba Amos V'ad Beis Sasayim. If it's anywhere between the area, the square footage, 4x4, up until Beis Sasayim. So similarly, V'chein Benekav, there's a little ditch, a little valley. Shu Amok Asara, that's 10 tefachim deep down. And the area is Me'arba Amos V'ad Beis Sasayim. And similarly, v'chein kamak tzura, if you have an area of a field that you cut down most of the wheat, but shibolos makifos also, but you left the outer circumference of some of the wheat standing, serving as a wall, the din is mahalich eskola v'chutzula apayim amos. You're allowed to walk within the area, the entire area, including even 2,000 amos outside, regarding dinim of going outside the tchum. So, either way, you see from this braisa, you're allowed to use these shibolas there, makifas also. Ah, isn't this a case of mechitza that's omed me'elav? V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, hachanami sha'asa mitchil lakach. Maybe they're here too as well. They planted the wheat in order to serve as a mechitza. Bishma kama l'chaya. So I understand, by a kama, the wheat, I planted the wheat to serve as a mechitza. That makes sense. Elatel vaneka, when it comes to the mound, when it comes to the valley, ma'ikal meimar, I didn't make the mountain, I didn't make the valley, so how does it serve as a mechitza? Is this not a case of mechitza that's omid me'elav? I could use a natural mechitza, I didn't plant it for this purpose. So the Gemara says, Ela, the mechitos, kuliyama lo pligi. When it comes to using walls, nobody argues how a mechita. That certainly is a mechita. You can use any natural formation as a mechita, even a man-made mechita you could use, even though it wasn't intended on being used for mechita, you may use this as a mechita. There's no question about that at all. Ki pligi, when they argued, is belechi, with respect to a lechi, abai l'tamei, damar lechi, mishu mechita. Since abai understands a lechi is a type of mechita, so then mechita asui me'alea, havi mechita. So since everybody agrees mechita that stands on its own is sufficient, so lechi should be no different. But Rava latame damar lechi mishum heker. Rava does not think a lechi is a type of mechita. A lechi is a heker, a different category. And therefore, iavid be a dime, if a person actually made the heker on his own, havi heker, that's a heker. Vilo lo havi heker. But if it came elav, that's not called a heker. A heker, it means you have to make it whereby you understand there's something different here. If it happened on its own, it wouldn't serve as a proper heker, and therefore, Rav and Abai go shitaso, based on their understanding and assumptions of the nature of a lechi. Tashma, the Gemara brings yet another brisa, that avne gadar hayotes min hagadar, if you have some rocks that are protruding from a stone wall, umuvdalas zumazu, and they're separate from each other, so if you have a picture book, it's very helpful, but imagine the mavoi, the open end of the mavoi, it's the walls are flush and it opens right into the Rosh Hashanah. But let's say one of the sides of the wall, some of the rocks are kind of sticking out, and they could possibly serve as a lechi for that mavoi. So you have, again, the rocks are sticking out. If it moved all zumazu, there's a different brick on each layer, pachas mishlosha, so each of the bricks, the one above the next, are within three tefachim of each other. Ein tzarech lechi acher, you don't need another lechi because you could apply lavud, and therefore those rocks that serve as a lechi. Shlosha, if however the bricks are further than three tefachim away, and you can't apply lavud, then you need tzarech lechi acher. So here too, don't we see that this is a case that wasn't this omed me'elav? You're building the rock, the wall, to surround the houses, not in order to create a lechi within the mavoi, and yet we still see you could utilize it to create a lechi in the mavoi. So Gemara says, Hachanami shebanu metchila lekach. No, not true. When they built the wall, they had in mind to have it stick out a little bit to create a lechi in the mavoi as well, and therefore it's acceptable. Yachi, that's the case. If they built this for the purpose of a lechi, pshita, of course, it serves as a lechi. Why do you think these stones couldn't serve as a lechi? So Mao the same, what would you have thought? The Gemara explains, Lemesar binana hu davida. Maybe the reason why they put the rocks to stick out into the mavoi was in order to eventually maybe wanted to build a further wall into the mavoi, but not to serve as a lechi. Kamash malan, since they had in mind to build it as a lechi, even though it looks like they maybe stuck the stones out in order to build a further wall, that serves perfectly fine as a lechi. So Tashma, the Gemara brings another braisa, the Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught the braisa, Kosel shetzido echad konus mechaver. If you have a wall where part of the wall is thick and part of the wall gets a little bit thinner, bein shenir mibachutz, whether or not you can notice this from the outside, v'shavim v'fnim, but inside it looks flush, or bein shenir mibafnim, v'shavim v'chutz, or maybe from the inside it's noticeable, but from the outside it actually looks flush. Nidom mishum lachi, these cases are lachi. Now this is a situation, no one builds a wall where it's not evenly, even the whole time, that they'll build a little bit thicker and thinner here and there, that doesn't make sense. So it kind of happened on its own, it seems, and it was considered a lechi that was a nesa me'elav, and yet it's still acceptable. Where it says, no, hachanami mitchil she'asu lekach. They decided to build a wall in such a way. It just didn't happen. It wasn't that stones fell off. They built, for whatever reason, they built a wall where part of it is wider, part of it is thinner, and it was with the intention of using it as a lechi. That's why it's acceptable. This is not a case of a lechi omed me'elav. So Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case at my Kamash Milan. If they built it, if they constructed the wall whereby parts thick and parts thin in order to create a lechi, of course it works. Why would you think it doesn't work? So the Gemara explains, Hakamash Milan, near Mibachutz, Vishavim Mibifnim. If it's noticeable from the outside, but from the inside it looks flush and it's unnoticeable, Nidon Mishum Lechi, to make it clear that we paskin that that is an acceptable lechi. Tashma, the Gemara brings yet the final Tashma with respect to lechi omen me'elav. Tashma, the Rav Yosef Bahu Mavoa. Rav was once sitting in a particular mavoi. Hava Yosef Rav Huna Kame, Rav Huna was sitting in front of him. Amrele Lishama, Rav says to his attendant, Zil Aisi Le Kuza Demaya, go bring me a little pitcher of water. Ada Asa Nafal Lechi. Now, when he brought it, the lechi happened to have fallen down from the mavoi. So Achvele Biade, so Rav indicated to his attendant that don't move, stop where you are, because the lechi fell, and you can no longer carry the mavoi. Kama duchte, stay in place. So he stood in place. So Amalei Rav Huna turns to Rav, who is present. Lo savar lemar, does mar not hold, does rav not hold, lismoch adikla, you can rely on the tree, and the tree apparently was also by the mavoi, which also serves as a lechi. Amar, dami hai mirabanan, this rabbi appears to me, kemanu laparshi inche shmaisam. No one ever explained the thing to me, he doesn't know anything about lechis. Misam chinen alem esmal, were we so mech to be relying on this tree from yesterday? We did not rely on this tree yesterday, because we had the lechi that was here, we relied on the lechi, we don't need to rely on the tree. So based on this, however, Gemara is medayik, taima de lo samchinim. The only reason why Rav says you could not utilize the tree as a lechi was simply because they were not somich on it from Erev Shabbos. Ha, had they been samchinim, had they were reliant on this from Erev Shabbos, havi lechi, it would be considered acceptable lechi, and therefore we can prove from here, like Abaye, that a lechi, that's omen me'elav, would be acceptable as a lechi. So Gemara says, Lema Abaye, Rava, Bidilo, Samchin Ale Pligi. Maybe, the Gemara suggests, maybe we could say, when they were not Somech on it, that's when Abaye and Rava argue. Ha Samchin Ale, but if they were Somech on it from before Shabbos, Chuliyam, everyone would agree that Havi Lachi, Tikur Lachi. So maybe that's Machlokas. Maybe Abaye, Rava's Machlokas still stands. And that mice is not a steer. That mice is implying that her, had they been somich on it, it would be acceptable. And Rav agrees that's acceptable. But Rav and Abaye argue, when they were not somich on it, can you decide to be somich on it on Shabbos itself? That's the question. Gemara says, Lo saga daitach, no one ever think that's the machlokas. That hu barka, there's a certain porch, to have a bay barchavu, that was in a mavoy of barchavu, to have a pligi ba bay v'rava, kushnai, that argued about their entire life, whether you'd accept this or not. And since they argued about this particular lechi their entire life, must be the situation that when they were somich on it from before Shabbos, and yet they still had the machlokas, whether you can rely on it. So the machlokas is whether it's built the shame lechi or not. That's the machlokas. But with respect to relying on it or not, they still argue about whether, even if they were somich on it from before Shabbos. Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Tez Vav Aleph here, B'chol osin l'chayin, you can make a lechi out of any material you want. We're going, continuing the discussion of how to build a lechi. So the previous mishnah discussed what size a lechi, how tall, how wide, how thin. This is telling us what material may be used. So the mishnah says, B'chol osin l'chayin, you can make the lechi out of any material you want. V'afilu b'davar sheish baruach chayim, even using that which is alive, even using an animal, you're allowed to use for a lechi. However, Rabbi Meir prohibits using a bal chayim, an animal, for lechi. Mishnah continues, umetame mishim golo, so too if one were to cover up a mace with an aron made of any material, it's metame, rather bal chayim, an animal. If an animal were to cover a mace, it could also serve as an ohel. Rav Meir thinks that a bal chayim cannot be used as an ohel, and the kosin alav gitei nashim, furthermore the Tanakhama says one could even write a get on an animal, and Rabbi Yosef Lili Posel, he disqualifies such a get. So Gemara explains, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol davar sheish baruach chayim ein osin oso, lo dofin lo sukkah, lo lechi lo mavoy, lo pasin li biros, lo golo lo kever. So Rabbi Meir lists a whole slew of ideas where ruach chayim, where an animal is pasul. You can't use an animal for a wall of a sukkah, you can't use an animal to create a lechi and a mavoy, you can't use it to make pasim around the corners of a beiros, and nor could you use it, it doesn't serve it to serve as a function of an ohel, as an aron around the mace. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Agli Omer Af Ein Kosin Alav Gitei Nashim, he adds one further disqualification that you can't use animals to write a get on. So Gemara explains that my time at Rabbi Yossi Galili, what's the reason why he disqualified writing a get on an animal? The sign of the Raisa says that Sefer, it says in the Pasuk with regards to writing a get, now this week's Parsha happens to be, it says that Kikach Ish Isha Obala Vaya Imlot Simcha Chayim Beinav Ki Matza Bah Irvas Davar because of Las Sefer Krisis. You have to write on a Sefer. Ainly on the Sefer, I only know you could write on a Sefer, an actual cloth, parchment. Minayin the Rabbah says, Kol davar, how do you know you could write on anything you want? Tam lomer v'kosavla, mikomakam, write anything you want to. So if you could write anything you want to, imkein ma tam lomer Sefer, how come the Pasuk then gives an example of Sefer? It should simply say v'kosavla. Why v'kosavla Sefer? So lomer l'cha ma Sefer, davar shein baruach chayim v'ino ochel, just like Sefer is not alive, and the Sefer is not food, it's not edible. Af kol davar, so too when we include other types of objects to write on, has to be she'en baruach chayim vein ochel. Can't be alive, nor could it be food. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's understanding. Rabbanan said, miksev ksiv ba sefer. Did it say on a sefer, bis sefer? Sefer ksiv, just simply said sefer. L'sfiris dvarim ba'alma hu da'asa, just to talk about the sfiris ba'alma, just you should describe what's going on here. But not to say any din of having to dafka write in a sefer versus something else. That's not the chiddush here at all. It just just about Sfiris Dvarim Ba'alma. So Gemara says, Rabbanan, Hai V'Kasavla, Mai Darshibe. What's the drasha Rabbanan use to learn from the word Kasav? Hahu Mibarle, it's needed to teach me that Ksiva Migarashes, Vein Miskarashes, Bekasav. To tell me that the only way to divorce a wife is through a Ksiva, through writing down. But you can't use any other mechanism, you can't use a Kasav, you can't give money to her in order to divorce her. Sakidai Techamina would have thought maybe you can use it. Why would you think? So, Hovi Itzkash, Yitzila Havai, since the positive is Yatzva Haisa. Vyatza means gerishin, haisa means to marry, so the connection of yitzia, the havaya. Mahavaya bekesef, just like kedushin, can be performed using kesef. Af yitzia bekesef, one would have thought kesef should work to end a relationship. Kamashlam v'kosavla, only ksiva works, nothing else works. Rabbi Yosef Lili, hai svar minale, how does he know the svar that only ksiva works, not kesef? So Gemara explains that nafkalei means sefer krisis, sefer korsa, vein davar achar korsa. Only a sefer could work. That which is written in a sefer works to end and sever a relationship, and not anything else. Rabbanan high sefer krisis midbarle. What did he learn for the word sefer krisis? It's needed to teach me the davar hakoris bein olavena, to have something that severs their relationship. L'chadatani, the Brisa says, hareza gitech amnas shlo tisha yayim, that the husband says to the wife, I'll divorce you on one condition, that you don't drink wine ever in your life. Amnash shadol telchi the base avich, that you can't go to your father's house. Liom, forever. Ain't a krisis, that's not called krisis, because you still are having strings attached, you still have control over her. Has to be a direct krisis, completely no strings attached. Kol shoshim yom, however, if it's for 30 days, she can't go to her father's house. If it's that she can't drink for 30 days, I raise a krisis, that's actually acceptable, because there at least is a foreseeable end of severance, and that's called a safer krisis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Snafkale Mikaris Krisus. The Pazak could have said Sefer Karis. What's Sefer Krisus? We have an extra drasha to be used. Rabban Karis Krisus Lodarshi. Rabban, do not think you can make a drasha from the word Karis to the word Krisus. New mission now here in the bottom of Tes Vavam and Beis is as follows. Shiara Shechan Tavabika. If you have a little caravan that's traveling and decide to rest in a bika, in a little field, the kifua kli behema, they surround the area with the different items of the animal. Metaltalton besocha, you're allowed to carry within. You've created a wall of 10 tvachim high kli behema. Ubavad she geder gavoa asar tvachim, as long as it's 10 tvachim high. Ulo ye priyatos yiseris al habinan, and also can be where there's more breach than that of wall. Must be more wall. Must be omen meruba ala pirza. And kol pirza she kaser, any breach that's 10 amos or wider, mutar, rather, like 10 amos or less, is mutaris, is permitted. Mipneishu kepesach, that's the size of a pesach. Anything larger than that would be a puzzle. We consider a pirza. And yes, mikan, usher, further than that's usher, one would have to either close the gap or build the tzurz of pesach in order to close such a pirza. So the Gemara now says, itmar is a machlokas, part ke'omid. Let's say the breach is just as equal as the omid. We know the klal, if the parts is greater, it is a parts muba ala omid, it's possible. And we also know if the omid is muba ala parts, if there's more wool, then breach, that's acceptable. But what if it's exactly the same? 50-50. The parts is ke'omid. Omid is ke'parts. So Gemara says, rapap amar mutter, it's acceptable. If huna b'rei dev yeshu omer, usher, it's prohibited. So what's the machlokas? So the machlokas is, what exactly was the mesorah we had? What was the halacha Moshe Sinai statement? The papa amar mutter, it's acceptable. Hachi agmir achman al Moshe. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe, lo tifrot ruba, don't allow to be majority breached. So here's not a majority breach, it's 50-50, it's acceptable. Rav Huna b'reidu of Yeshua amar aser, hachi agmir achman al Moshe. Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe, God the ruba, you should make sure it's mostly fenced. And 50-50 is not mostly fenced, and therefore it's possible. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "V'lo yehei pratzos yiseres al habinim," that the breaches should not exceed the walls. Hakabinim, but implies that if they are of equal length, then mutter. It sounds like it's a support for a papa. So Gemara says, "Lo tema hakabinim mutter." Don't make the diak that the breach is just like the wall; it's acceptable. Ela ema, one should say, "Im binin yes al pirta mutter." Yeah, we should say, if the wall is greater than the pirta, that's when it's acceptable. That's how one would read the Deacon Mishnah. Aval ki binyan mai, but if it were to be exactly the same length as the actual binyan, aser, it would be aser. Ihachi, that's the case, if it's really true, that that's the diak, ihachi lisei loye pirtos ki binyan. The Mishnah really should have been more precise and say, the breeches should not be like the binyan. That's what it should really teach us. Kasha, where says you're right? There's a kasha on how to understand this Mishnah. Gemara says further, in order to bring a riot for this discussion of Paritz Ke'omid, Gemara says, Tashma, Hamikara Sukosa Beshvudin, a person who makes his ceiling of the sukkah with different types of skewers, O Baruchos Hamita, or some pillars, some beams of the bed, Im Yesh Revach Beinem, if there is some space in between each of the Shvudim, Kumosem, that are exactly the same size as the Shvudim themselves, Kisher, it's acceptable. So we see here that it's the same exact size. This is talking about a sukkah, but we're applying the dim of sukkah to that of a wall. If it's mamish the same, because we know Shvudim and the Aruchos Amita are possible. These are not good schach. So now you're going to try to place in between them kasher schach. So it ends up being half kasher schach, half possible schach. Is that good or not? And the Gemara says, if the revach by name is equal, it's acceptable. So we see that kosher kipasel schach is acceptable. So too we should say parch kaomi is acceptable as well. And Gemara says, no, hacha b'mayaskin, what's the case here? Kishenichnas v'yotze. It's not where the space in between is exactly the size of the metal poles. It's where it's slightly larger, whereby you're able to remove that size pole in between with some space to go along with it. And therefore, it's actually that the gaps are slightly larger, where there's a little bit more kosher schach that you're going to fill in than the pasul schach. The Gemara asks, but isn't it possible to be exactly precise where the gaps are exactly like the shvudim themselves? So I'm Rabbi Ami says, no, but Ma'ad, if it's a situation where a person didn't, he wasn't matamtim, rather he just placed a larger space in between. Rav Amar Rava says, no. He says, Im hayu nisun arev, what he explains, a different explanation we should do here in the Mishnah, is if the shvudim, the pasul schach, is going arev, going one direction, no such shesi, you should put the kosher schach in the other direction, this way you can have more of the kosher schach than the pasul schach. If it's shesi, if it's going in the other direction, no such arev, you should put the kosher schach the opposite direction of the pasul schach, this way it's going to overlap on top of the pasul schach, and thereby it's going to be more and rove of kosher schach. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.